How do you measure the quality and effectiveness of environmental restoration? Well, that's the subject of this edition of Your Wetlands. The San Francisco Bay Joint Venture is a partnership that works with governmental agencies and nonprofit organizations. Partners work in many different areas, such as acquiring land, conducting research regarding the plants and animals that are found on that land, studying bird migration, doing on-the-ground wetland habitat restoration. Now, given the diversity of the organizations and their work, it's important to find a way to structure an evaluation process, and that is the focus of a plan called Measuring Conservation Delivery Effectiveness in an Evolving Landscape.
Everyone works in their own sphere of influence, so they have their sites that they are working on. And in a way, I look at it as like a puzzle. Everyone has their piece, and they're doing their work. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to put the puzzle together so that we understand region-wide how we're doing.
Christina Sloop is the science coordinator with the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture.
We pull together recommendations for what to monitor and the kinds of research that needs to still be done.
So small groups came together to determine protocols for assessing how these species are doing and how management actions are impacting them.
San Francisco Bay is a very, very important area for shorebirds. And so we wanted to come up with the best tools and the best processes for letting us know how we're doing in the context of shorebirds. We did the same thing for waterfowl, riparian, which means riverine or creek areas, and also with focus on species that are endangered or threatened. The clapperrail would be a really good example, and the salt marsh harvest mouse. That's the way we approached it.
However, this project is not done yet, because as the title of the report suggests, the landscape continues to evolve and change.
We're continuing to look at the threats that we're facing over the next decade with climate change, for example, but also with things like invasive species and pollution. So we were also thinking of those things.
And all involved want to ensure that the most useful information is gained through this monitoring and research.
We are interested in a lot of migratory birds. And so what we want to do is also link in with other areas on the continent or within what is called flyways so that we can say, well, you know, in San Francisco Bay, these are the numbers for the indicators that we're all using so that we can not just compare it within our region, but also nationally or even internationally.
The San Francisco Bay Joint Venture is one of 18 similar partnerships around the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
We are part of this group. We are working together to really benefit these species that we're interested in by assuring wetland conservation, which is what most of these species really rely on to survive.
And one point to underscore is the importance of ongoing monitoring.
It's in a way like a health checkup. In order to find out whether or not you have a particular ailment, if you go to the doctor regularly, you'll find out sooner. And then you can do something about it rather than keep doing the same thing. And then in the end, you realize, oh my God, that didn't do anything.
Phase one of the report, which took about a year, is now completed. It focused on the extent of protected habitat, the status of species that need protection, and identified the environmental challenges which these restoration projects face. Phase two will focus on specific habitats and establishing baselines for the health and condition of those habitats.
We want to expand the goal setting into habitat conditions. So we want to set better goals so that we can monitor and then have trajectories or baselines that we can say, okay, well, a good condition for a wetland is this. Are we getting there? How close are we?
And Christina feels passionate about the work and the people.
I feel very lucky to be part of this, you know, I don't know if it's a movement, in a way a movement, because we're moving forward. You see this grassland one day, and then a year or two later, all of a sudden, you know, it's a completely different system, and you see more birds and more animals move in, and it changes, and it's a beautiful thing. And I love to bring my kids out to the Bay and show them, because I think it's important to pass this love on for our natural world and the beauty and the hope it brings us. It's kind of a hope thing. This partnership is really about positive change, and I'm very happy to be part of it.
That is Christina Sloop, science coordinator for the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Check back on this site, yourwetlands.org, for more updates. And if you'd like to learn more about the joint venture, visit sfbayjv.org. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.